Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord our God. He speaks to us from the heart. And I love speaking to others from the heart. Being a man in this world, growing up in this world, a fallen world, we need God's help. And I've lived disconnected from the covenant of God. And when you're disconnected, you don't know that life can be so much better. At the age of 19, almost 20, I got saved, and I knew what it was like to be saved. I felt rescued. I felt like I had hope. I felt like I had a future. I wasn't afraid to die anymore. I wasn't afraid of death, and I didn't feel alone anymore. I enjoyed the presence of God. And then, growing up in a Methodist church, they didn't talk much about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I lived 6 months before I knew what that was like. Being a Christian is far better than being a sinner. And receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can't receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit unless you're a Christian, because a sinner won't receive it. A sinner won't receive it. They may want to, but they'll get saved, then they'll receive it. Well, receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit is far better than living without the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Just like being a Christian is far better than being a sinner. And I don't say that lightly. I know the thoughts and imaginations of what it's like to be a sinner. You don't know what to trust. You don't know. Even if you're told, it doesn't mean it registers right. But when you're a Christian with a desire to know God, that's a big difference all by itself. And then you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and you still have a desire to know God, you're on the right track. In the scripture that Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added. It makes a whole lot more sense to you. But even though you love God and you become a Christian and baptized in the Holy Spirit, you don't know the meaning of that word, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or what it can do until you apply it to your life. When you start doing those things, you start learning things you never could have imagined. And your life gets greater and better. Now, last broadcast, we talked about how the cycle of life, how God told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. And then we talked about how Peter told us how to do it. He gave us the format to do it in 2 Peter chapter 2. Now, there's something else that'll make everything work so much better. That's 1 Peter, the whole book of 1 Peter. Now, what Peter said in 1 Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1 teaches us how to do the things that God was telling Adam to do, to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, subdue it. 1 Peter gives us the motivation we need. It shows us how to love like God loves. If you can love like God loves, everything will work. Remember, Adam, when I first read and noticed the first 5 commandments that God gave Adam, I noticed that. I said, Lord, you didn't tell him how to love. You didn't instruct him to love. He said, son, all he understood was love. 1 Peter gives us the wisdom and knowledge concerning the God kind of love, the agape love of Jesus that died for us on the cross. When you love people so much, you will go in harm's way to help them. When you will lay your life down for your friends. When you got that kind of love, then you can do what God said in Genesis, when God told them to be fruitful and multiply. When you're guided by the love of God, when that drive is in you, you desire to be a blessing. You desire to help others. You desire to be a servant, to help others grow in every way of life. Whatever your profession is, you want to serve humanity with it. You don't just want to get rich off people. Your whole life has a new meaning entirely. You have a new purpose entirely. And as you go about doing good, helping others, the blessings of God will follow your life and catch up with you and bless you. You will be blessed in every way. You sow mercy. When you need mercy, people will be merciful to you. When you help people that can't help you, other people will help you when you can't help yourself. I've seen it so many times. I worked at people's houses. I've heard conversations while I worked on their cars. And I saw the evidence that God's word is true. It takes a long time. But never treat God's word like a get-rich-quick scheme to get you over the hump. It's a lifestyle. The way you love people every day, you grow in that love. Your love, everything about God grows better and better. Your understanding, your knowledge, you grow from glory to glory. And as you do, you help others see who He is. And you help them overcome the lies and the deception of cold religion. Satan couldn't stop the church, so he tried to sterilize it or neutralize it. You know, when you don't want your cats to have kittens, you take them and get them neutered. Well, Satan tried to neuter the church with lies. He said that the baptism of the Holy Spirit went out with the apostles. So did healing. But under the roof of the churches that still believe God's word like it is, they're still seeing signs and wonders and miracles. When people get healed in church, pastors say, "Now you saw somebody get healed. You didn't see. You don't see how they feel. They raised their hands. He laid hands on them, and then they said they felt better." He said, "You didn't see Star Wars go off, did you?" He said, and people said, "No, but you just witnessed the healing." People don't die. People that would have died didn't die, and they're still living years later. One lady, she had heart problems, and she did die, and came back, and still living, and that was half a decade ago. God is moving by His Spirit. When people are lied to, it's hard for them to come to a point where they believe again. If they trust the cold doctrines that have formed over time in the seminaries of our pastors, those things are not. Preachers preach, they preach the life out of God's word sometimes. I thank God that they don't preach, they didn't mess salvation up. They get people saved, but then you got to live in this world, and you don't want to live not knowing God. When you love people, a lot of things happen. It's just like a girl that has a child, and that child gets sick, and that girl loves that child so much, she finds a way to get the child help, even if she don't have money. I've heard of girls that had children, and they love their children so much, they find a way to get through college, keep a job, work the job, while their sorry boyfriend is nowhere to be found. And they raise that child, and they do for that child, and they go forward, become a doctor, because they love that child. They love life. I don't believe in excuses. Either you did or you didn't. Excuses is coward speech. If either you're going to do something or you're not. But when you have the driving, when you're motivated by the love of God, you have drive. But it's under your will. It's, God is not making you do anything. He's not making you preach, minister, love your family, work every day, and pay your bills. He's not making you do anything. When you love God, you're doing it because that's what you want to do. The living will of God is always your free will choice. You can choose to do anything you want to do, but you choose to do God's will because you love Him and you love your people. And you love His people. And it's a beautiful thing. It's love. Nobody makes me do all these things. God don't make me do anything. I love Him. I ask Him to help me do whatever He wants me to do. It's a relationship. When you love God, and when you seek Him and His righteousness, you grow perfectly. You may not be perfect, but you grow perfectly. When you seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, everything you learn, you apply. When you're seeking it, as you learn, you get new vision all the time. You get new vision and more new vision to be, and you can do better and better. When you seek His righteousness, you have foundation. See, it on the surface, it looked like Jesus isn't saying much. But as you begin to do these things, you learn so much more. God is not cloning you. Your identity, your creativity will all be enhanced because you love God. He's not going to strip away you and you become somebody else. We become Christ-like in our character, in our identity, in our creative ability, in our individual uniqueness. And it's so important because when you become Christ-like, everything about you is enhanced. You're back to the perfect creation again. You're like Adam. Well, it's like, imagine Adam, he didn't fall. He was in his perfect creative state. Now, this man was so smart and wise because he didn't forget anything. He was made by God. A lot of things that we have to endure, that we deal with, is because of the falling away. Before he fell, whatever he learned, he retained. He kept it. He named all the animals. That proves it. If you name all the animals, that's one giant step for mankind. But then you remember the names of all the animals? Come on now. You're in the presence of God. That's perfection. When you fall away, you lose stuff. You lose abilities. The Lord told me He could reason with 10 men. John F. Kennedy was like that. People would come and say, they'd ask, one man would ask him a question, another man would ask him a question, another man would ask him a question, another man would say something, and then he'd reply to each one in the order that they asked him questions. Now, Adam could do that. He could reason with 10 men. But when there's a falling away, you lose stuff. You lose abilities. But when you're fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, when you have the love of God in you, you're going forward. You can have dominion over things. You can do things the right way. You want to serve man, not curse man. You want to be a blessing to people, not a hindrance. And nobody makes you do it. You do it because that's the love of God in you. And it's your choice. It's your will. You're alive to God now. And you do living things. But 1 Peter chapter, the whole book of 1 Peter, it should be one chapter. They made 5 chapters and they divided it into worse places. It should be one chapter. And if you read it as one chapter, you get more out of it. If you read it as one chapter, you get more out of it. It's 5 chapters, but if you read it as one, you get more out of it. And the reason I say that, because every chapter is following the previous thought. Each chapter follows chapter 1, the pattern of chapter 1. Each one is very important. Each chapter gives you greater insight in chapter one. It teaches you how to develop in the love of God. When you, with the love of God, you, everything changes. All things are enhanced. Everything is better. The understanding, your understanding develops into the greatest grace of God's will. It's very important. When you love God and you seek Him and you keep His commandments, things happen that you're going to witness. It's great. It's wonderful. You're going to love it. I'm not just talking noise. It's true. The way you love, the way you deal with people, the insights of God's, the insight of God's will, the limitations fall off your life. Now, if you're a pastor and you really want your ministry to thrive and you're trying to get the people to thrive and they won't thrive like you thought they would, or they're not doing what you expected, you don't have a problem. Draw near to the Lord. Enjoy the Lord. Enjoy the people where they are. And God can still cause you to do a work outside the four walls. See, He's not limited. He'll take what you have and do. He may give you a book that may make the difference. He may cause you to write a play that and it goes viral. You got to stop limiting God. Do what Jesus said. Do seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added. Nothing. You won't lack anything over time. There's a duration. That's where your patience kicks in. When you're patient, patience is a waiting faith. When you're patient, you have to protect your focus. Stay focused on the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Stay focused on Him. If you're doing what Jesus said do, if you're doing what the Holy Spirit put in your heart and you're not letting it drop, you're doing it. Your life is working. It may not feel like it, but stick with it. Endure the duration. Endure the season. Outlast the challenges. And overcome every challenge. And you'll see what I'm saying. The Lord can cause you to do something that can't be reversed. Again, I'm out of time, so I have to go to work. But the Lord is still with you. He'll still share with you His word, help you go forward. Do these things and they work. They work good. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.